I hit 2,000 followers on my subreddit today. I'm not sure how that fucking happened, but kind of got me to reflecting how I ended up here with you in this naughty space. And I started thinking of my journey in terms of being in a nightclub. I'd never heard of this GWA spot. People had been mumbling about it, and I don't know, something one night just told me I better check it out. I arrived early. It was reasonably busy. A few people who obviously were regulars enjoying themselves. Me and couple of my friends, Jay and Caroline. We show up, and of course we draw attention. We're sexy as fuck, and the new girls in town. We wander around, get some drinks, start flirting. We're having a good time here. I can see why this place is so fucking popular. And as the night goes on, more sexy women show up, more guys. Starts to get busier and busier. Oh, and I hang around in the back with my friends, playing with some really sexy men who've caught my eye, maybe become some of my favorites. It's getting hot in here. Hot and crowded. I need to step away for a bit. I head to the bathroom. Freshen up. Fix my tits. Unzip my top a little more so I can show some more cleavage. Put some more lip gloss on. Tie my hair up and back in a high ponytail. You know, just in case. I head back out to the club. Oh my goodness. So many fucking people. The music's loud. The tempo's changed a bit. There's different crowds and different corners enjoying all sorts of new, wild, and crazy things. And I like it. I like seeing this place evolve. My friends aren't where I left them, but I'm not worried about them in the least. I know they've found something naughty to keep them entertained elsewhere. And I just lean against the wall, casually, my arms folded underneath my big breasts, and watch. Check out everyone and everything. Now, of course, I'm being checked out, too. Sexy-looking male with a short skirt and big tits, low-cut top. Pretty slutty face. Just give out the vibe that I love to fuck. Word gets around, and some of the new, eager, younger men at the club start asking questions. Who is she? I haven't seen her here. Oh, she comes and goes. Don't tell me you haven't heard of her. God, she's such a fucking dirty slut. She loves cock. Yeah, that rumor spreads pretty quickly, and I make my way back to that little dark space at the back of the bar. It's got a couch and just enough room for half a dozen or so men. I don't need to be in the spotlight. I don't need to be out on the floor with everyone else crowded together. I just want a few hard cocks to play with. Show off my fucking skills. That's what they want too. An experienced MILF to drain their balls. I look up at them. What the fuck are you waiting for, gentlemen? Show me those cocks. And they're all too eager to whip them out. There's no hesitation. No silly fucking head games. Just my mouth. My hands. All over their cocks. Sucking them. Stroking them. Showing them how much more pleasure an experienced slut like me can bring to their cocks. They come quickly. They've never had anything like this before. And they come often. Their needy cocks unload. And they start jerking them again. Coming back for more. And just like that, my slutty mouth has a whole bunch of new, needy cocks to feed me. And as I'm sucking and stroking, showing off my tongue skills and how deep I like to take cock, damn, they're grunting and moaning and making kind of a scene, drawing some other men around. Isn't that always the case? When you find a good slut, it's hard to keep her to yourself. Some of those men, from the beginning of the night, now become my favorites. They know exactly what I need to. They come back and see me slurping on all those cocks. Makeup smeared, the loads of cum that I've already milked out. And they look at the crowd, asking them what the fuck they're waiting for. Don't they know that it's not enough just to drown a MILF in cream? She needs to be stuffed full. She's a multitasker. The more cocks, the better. They come up behind me, flip up that skirt, slide my panties to the side, and just, oh, fuck. Fill me with those old, faithful, hard cocks of theirs. Oh, they're not gentle either. I bang them up inside me deep, forcing my head down on another dick. Oh, that's what I fucking love about this place. So much fucking cock to fill me. And there's another, just trying to get into my tight little ass. Didn't take them long to pick up on what I need. God, that cock's big. It's pushing in, and I'm moaning and gagging and writhing, and there's a crowd now cheering me on, telling me to be a good fucking slut and take all that dick. And I do. I can't talk. Because my mouth is full of cock and cream dripping down onto my tits. I'm looking messier and messier, sluttier and sluttier. Fuck, at one point, two cocks are fighting to get into my tight little cunt. Oh, it's a fucking horny battle. Eventually, they both manage to stretch me out. Stuff me full. God, the sight of that. Watching their cocks slip and slide all over each other while they pound up into my wet hole. That's what this fucking place is all about. Pushing the limits. Showing off how far I'll go just to get that nut. By the end of the night, I'm a sexy, sticky, cum-soaked mass. And the men are drained, but still eager for more of me. They ask me if I'm coming back to the club tomorrow night. I look out at all the new faces on the floor. God, there's even more of you now. Partying. Having fun. Some wild shit is going on that even I could learn from. I like that idea. Learning more tricks and kinks and will make cocks come for me. But still, there's an art to leaving you wanting more. So I shake my head. Nope, I won't be back tomorrow. But I will be back soon. Oh, looking around at those pouting faces makes me feel like some sort of bitchy cocktease. But I've got other plans tomorrow night. Places to go, favorites to check up on. Oh, that's what makes a MILF so fucking attractive. All that experience. All those places, and she plays with those cocks. Learns more and more tricks. Only to come back right here to this GWA hotspot. Find more new faces and some sexy old ones and show off what she's learned. Steal all that cum for a night or two and then share the wealth around with all those sexy, slutty women and men that keep this place thriving all the fucking time. They are wild, aren't they? We're all so lucky to have this place where we can come and just be the kinky souls that we are. It's so accepting of everyone, all their different guilty pleasures. And yeah, maybe I don't visit every part of the club, but I enjoy seeing people have fun. I enjoy the fuck out of this place. I enjoy you. And I'm so fucking glad that you've been enjoying me. 2,000 of you, to be exact. Oh, there were a lot of hidden references and innuendos in that one. Some of you that have been around long enough might get them. But this is an amazing space, and I'm lucky to have stumbled in here one day so many years ago. I'll keep doing what I do, and hopefully there'll be even more of you to celebrate with next time. And yes, there's more of me to be had too. You just have to know where to look. And maybe also become Lush and Lace follower number 2001. Thank you, GWA, from the bottom of my slutty little heart. Bye for now, Lacey.